Good morning, guys. Big week for us. Coming home, playing at Mall America Field. You know, our guys are excited about it. I'm excited. I think we have the best fans in the National Football League, and it's going to be great to line up in front of our fans at home. It's so early in the season, but at the same time, this is a very, very important football game for us as we are working as hard as we can to be a team that's going to be a factor over the course of the year. So we need to get off to a good start at home. All our players realize that. We know the importance of practice this week in our preparation and got to take care of your home field. Probably the only guy that won't participate today will be Rhett Ellison. Going to hold him back, give his knee a little more time to heal and just see how he does tomorrow as well. Everybody else should participate. We'll have, should have full participation by everyone else. So we're a relatively healthy football team. So.
Is there any long-term concern with Rhett?
No. I think, we'll be day-to-day with him. But, we'll see how it goes. But it should not be a long-term situation at all.
So. The Browns coming out and naming Hoyer the starter today. What ways does that help you from a preparation standpoint?
Well, we'll have to go back and look at some tape of his time in Arizona and even in the preseason there with Cleveland. Going into it, their number two was Jason Campbell, and that's, kind of the guy we were looking at yesterday and the day before. But, we'll have to do our homework on Brian, learn a little bit about him, and then go from there.
Is it a help when they come out on a Wednesday and just tell you who's starting?
It's a lot better than finding out on Sunday at noon. I promise you that. So.
Last year, less defenses were stacked up to stop Adrian. You guys found a way to pop him free a lot anyway. Now,
right.
It's not that he's had two bad games or anything, but he hasn't had that many long, productive runs. Are defenses approaching you differently, or is there something you guys can do better?
I don't think the approach is a whole lot different, Jim. I mean, it's still eight-man fronts, getting the safeties down in the box. It's pretty much the same. We got to do some things a little bit better, and Adrian will be the first to tell you there's some things that he can do also to help that situation. And we feel like we're real close to getting things the way we want. And I think we're close, real close. So we should be improved in this next ball game, although Cleveland is one of the better run defenses in our league right now. I mean, when you're giving up a little over 2 yards a carry, that's pretty impressive. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but I think we're real close to getting where we need to be as far as running the football.
The game that he felt that he was hesitant in that game. Is that something you can see on film, or is that just how he felt personally?
There were some things that we saw that we talked to him about since the ball game that we think will help our run game and help him as well. I don't know if hesitancy was the word, but trying to make every run a 60-yard run, which is not always going to be the case. That sometimes you just got to get what's there. And he's been good at that, and he'll be better going forward.
Do you sense urgency among the group at 0-2 and, among this particular group?
The fact that we're playing at home, that means a lot to our players. I mean, it's our home opener, and we know the importance of winning games at home. And that's what we talked about this morning. They sense that. They also know the fact that there was a game or two separating everybody in our conference right now. So this is a great opportunity for us at home to get on track, get on the winning track. So that part of it, they're well aware of. But more important, home opener, we got to take care of business at home.
Hey, Les, Ponder has the mediocre, lousy first half and throws the pick. Who rallies him at halftime? Does he rally himself? What goes on to get him charged up for the second half?
Patrick, now he's a pro, so you want to have guys that are self-motivated and are very critical of themselves over the course of a game, and he's one of those guys who is an accountable guy. The coaches are definitely always pointing out players' mistakes and also things they're doing well, and we pointed out some things, and but it still comes back to Christian having that intestinal fortitude to say, I got to play better, help our football team. And that's exactly what he did. And he had a good second half for us. And now we got to build on that. But it always comes back, even though you could write a column about a guy's performance, I could say things to him about his performance. But at the end of the day, he's got to recognize some of those things too and say, I can do this a little bit better. And to Christian's credit, he played much better in the second half.
You had a quick moment with him on the sidelines after that pick. What did you see in his eyes, and what did you want to convey?
I was really encouraged, Brian, when I talked with him. He was really focused. You know, he told me, Coach, I put that behind me. I'll be ready to go next series. And the way he said it, the way he looked me in the eye when he said it, the conviction that he had, I was assured that he's all right. You know, he's going to be okay. And he went on and played well.
He's been at his lowest. He's kind of rebounded fairly well. Have you kind of seen the same thing? What is it about him that's allowed him to turn the page and do that?
I think a lot of athletes, they're so competitive that, you know, when their backs are against the wall, sometimes those guys kind of, you know, they want to show you that I can do this. And, you know, you don't like to be playing with your back against the wall a lot, but that happens with a lot of real good athletes. They sometimes get pushed and then they want to push back, and he has had some moments where he struggled and then bounced back and played well, and Sunday was an example of it.
Is it frustrating that it takes that to getting to that point, or, you know, to see him bounce back like that?
He's had some moments where he started well and played well throughout. You don't ever want to, you know, have something negative to happen to get you going. So he's more than capable of doing it for four quarters. We've seen him do it, and I think what happened on Sunday, that second half, will be something we can build off of.
He's obviously looking to prove something here. When you come home for the home opener against a team that has struggled defensively, do you have to worry about him being a little overexcited for a game like Sunday?
Not at all, because when you take a look at Cleveland's defense, that is not the area they've struggled. I mean, they're playing very, very good defense. You know, not giving up yards in the run game. They're doing a very good job in pass defense. This is a very stout front seven that they have, so I don't think there'll be a sense of overconfidence at all. I mean, all of our guys know we're in the National Football League, and I mean, you got to play well. He, like the rest of our team, you know, we want to do the things we have to get done at home, regardless of who the opponent is. But no, he's not overconfident about Cleveland's defense. They're a good defense.
He seemed frustrated with his missed tackles in the locker room the other day. What does he need to do to get back to where he was, you know, previous years?
Just got to slow down a little bit and, you know, just do the things he's always done, Chip. He does not have to make anybody else play. Just do your job, calm down, relax, just play the way you've always played. He's had a lot of success for us. He's played at a Pro Bowl level. Just don't feel like you have to do any more other than your job.
With Aaron being new in the middle, do you feel like he's sort of sliding that way and trying to help him out too much versus just doing his assignment?
You know, there's a tendency for that to potentially happen with a new guy across from you, and that's something that we have to guard against. Just got to trust that Aaron's going to do his job, you do your job, and, you know, we'll be fine as a group. And he shouldn't have to feel like he has to do any more than what he's done in the past.
What are your overall thoughts on Aaron and Marvin and in the set there, and they're through two games so far?
They've been pretty solid in the first two ball games of the season, and, you know, we'll see how they continue to progress over the next few weeks, but, you know, pretty solid for the most part. So.
You were able to get Desmond in for a few snaps. What was that? How did that opportunity avail itself, and what's next for him?
Wanted to make sure, you know, I got him some game snaps, and, you know, wanted to get him a series. It just turned out they end up going to some three wide, and we cut it short as far as our base defense. But this week, we want to get him a few more snaps, get him you know, some more time on the field, and see how he does with that time on the field. He seems to be much more comfortable in our defense now than a few weeks ago, and continue to give him reps in practice so that he can get that comfort level he needs to go out and play fast. And we want to get him more snaps this week coming.
To the Browns, show any of the quick passes that you've seen in the first 2 weeks, or especially the first week?
They haven't, but I would not be surprised if that changes. They've taken a lot of sacks, so would not be surprised if that changes, Mark, coming into our ball game.
What do you know at this point about Hoyer? What do you know about him?
Before we came out, I put on a quick tape of his start against San Francisco a year ago, just to get a glimpse of him before coming out. And when I go back, you know, myself and the coaches will all learn more about him and look at him in the preseason as well. But just got a glimpse of him this morning.
You go into a bit of a scramble mode just because it sounds like you were preparing for Campbell and now you know it's somebody else. what's sort of the process over these next 24, 48 hours for you?
Well, you just try to get as much data as you can, Tim, on the guy that's going to start, and you start doing your preparation from there. So we have pro scouts, advanced scouts, who look at guys in the preseason, and they write up reports on them, and we'll get those reports from what Brian did in the preseason, take a look at it, see what his strengths and weaknesses are, and try to put a plan together around that.
Money, but are you glad you weren't a quarterback?
Glad I wasn't a quarterback. Well, I was pretty pleased with the position I played. I was all right. So, all right, thank you guys.